Okay, today is the 6th July 2017, yeah? Our Thursday class at Radio Insist about Mastery's house. We just finished the puja offering, so now we are going to compose our mind, develop the faith, sada, virya. Then mindfully, we shall commence the puja chanting. Namo Bansi Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Bansi Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Bansi Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Quan Si Ing Pusa. Namo Quan Si Ing Pusa. Namo Quan Si Ing Pusa. Namo Mi Lo Fo. Namo Mi Lo Fo. Namo Mi Lo Fo. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa.Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami.Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, you can be seated. Then turn to page 1 of the chanting book. We will continue with the Vandana.Namo Tassa BhagavatoArahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama SambuddhasaBuddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami,Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang GacchamiPanati Pata Viramani Sikha Padang Samadhyami Adina Dana Viramani Sikha Padang Samadhyami Kamesu Michachara Viramani Sikha Padang SamadhyamiMusawada Viramani Sikha Padang Samadhyami Surameraya Majapamadatana Viramani Sikha Padang Samadhyami Now we shall chant the Padipa Puja offering of light.Ganna sarapaditena dipena tamadangsina tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonodang ganda sambarayutena dupena hang suganghinaPujaye pujaniyang tang Puja bhajana mutamang Vanna ganda gunopetang เอตังกสุมาสันตทินปุจายามิโมนินดาสสิริปาดาสารโรเหปุจเจมิบดังกสุเมนาเนนาปุณเณนามเตนะเจโหทุโมคังปุพังมิลายติยัตตาอิดังเมกายโยตัตตายติวินาสบาวังอาดิวาเสทุโนบันเทปานิยังปริกาปิตังอานุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาตุโมตมังอาดิวาเสตุโนบันเตปาเลปริกาปิตังอานุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาตุโมตมังอาดิวาเสตุโนบันเตโบจานังปริกาปิทังอนุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาตุโมทะมัง Now let us make puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Significance of offering of light.May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma.That cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits.May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of all karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body,so that we will diligently and sincerely set on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana, making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of sada, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya,be further strengthened until they become balas, sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.Okay, let us pay respect to Triple Gem. Badang Pajeme. Damang Pajeme. Sanghang Pajeme. Okay.You can be seated, relax body and mind, maintain some more attentiveness. Then we can commence our meditation. We can off the light, yeah? Yeah. Then for tonight, maybe We have a topic to discuss. Last Thursday, we don't have enough time to discuss this topic, Sankara Upapati Sutta. This is a very unique sutta that the Buddha spoke on how you can make use of your parami, make use of your virtue, merits, and all those things to aspire for causes and conditions for you to take birth in any of this rhyme. He called it the reappearance by aspiration sutta. So this is a very good and very unique sutta. Then instead of aspiring for reappearing in other rhyme, the Buddha also taught them how to make aspiration to realize enlightenment, emancipation of mind, or liberation from birth and death. So this is something very useful. Okay, now you can start your meditation. I will ring the bell after about 30 minutes. Today you can have 30 minutes of good meditation. Everybody is already here before. I think no need further instruction. You just have to relax body and mind. Then remember the four support for meditation. Relax into every mind state that arises. Then maintain awareness, mindfulness. Then third support is 24 hours to stabilize it for as long as you can. Then the final one is trust your nature to develop the meditation. Don't use your thought to arise mental activity, because that one will become the deceiving one, is the egoic mind. So you use that to do things. You think you are meditating, then you are creating the thought process. So the thought become the meditator. Meditation is the opposite. Wherever there is a meditator, there is no meditation. Because when you really meditate, you silence everything. The thought is not active at all. You just relax, silent, and maintain awareness to understand what is going on within your form and mind. You have a physical body with all the senses. You have a consciousness that is trapped inside. So this form and mind, you have to understand clearly how it arises and how it develops the conditioning in you, the wrong view in you, the condition you to stir, react, and create all this suffering and misery within your mental process. Okay, with that, I think I will let you meditate, then I will ring the bell after about 25 minutes. Okay, for those who want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have not, slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. Turn to page 6. We will chant the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching.
Samanta Chakravalesu Atragachantu Devata Sadhammam Munirajas Sunantu Sagmokadam Dhammasavanakalo Ayang Badanta Dhammasavanakalo Ayang
Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Namo Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Ittipeso Bhagava Arahang Sammasambuddho Besacarana Sampanno Sukato lokavido anuttaro purisa dhammasarati satta deva manusanam buddho bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sandhittiko Akaliko Ehipaseko Opanayiko Pachayiko cha tang ve di ta po ve no hi thi su pa ti pa no ba ga wa to sa wa ka sang go u jo pa ti pa no ba ga wa to sa wa ka sang goYaya patipanno bhagavato savakasango samichi patipanno bhagavato savakasango yadidang chattari purisa yukaniAtta purisa pugala esa bhagavato savaka sango ahuneyo pahuneyo dakkineyo anjali karaniyoAnuttarang punyaketang lokasati Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu Okay, let's pay respect to Pajau Bedang Pajami.Dhammang pujayami Sanghang pujayami Okay, you can be seated, then relax body and mind, maintain some form of attention. Then we will continue your second session. So second session is meditation reporting.And also followed by Q&A. You got any question? You can also ask. Okay, anybody? Yes, pass the mic to Kiat Hun. LC behind you. Yeah. Push it up all the way.
I just want to understand that.During meditation, when it's without thought, how do you differentiate between falling asleep and without thought?
Okay, very easy. Falling asleep means you become unconscious. Your awareness is no more. You don't understand what is going on. But when you are aware, silent, without thought, the awareness is there. You understand?The awareness, the mind that is without thought is just aware. Like you very attentive, like you want to listen to something, you just silent everything. That silent is the awareness. You understand? Then whatever that arises from your sense of, you will be conscious, the hearing consciousness.Then the movement, the tactile consciousness, everything, you will be aware.
If you meditate, then there's a time where you pause, you totally nothing.
And then that one means you blank out already.
Means you went to sleep?
Not went to sleep alone, you blank out. You are not aware. You become like... you blank out, you just blank out. But it's okay. It's better to blank out than to...think a lot, understand or not? Means it's like going through a phase where you are going to go into sleep. It's like become the unconscious. Unconscious where you cannot recall anything. Then like there is a phase where you don't know anything. So the awareness is no more there. But when you are aware and silent, the awareness is always there. But the awareness quickly become thought.Very fast, it will become thought. If you don't have the ability to maintain the awareness. But even when you are fully aware, the sense door keep on picking up contact of mind, understand not? Because your senses is fully functional, fully engaged. So like just now when you meditate, you're really aware. There is a lot of sound, a lot of vibration. You can hear the, is it the fish pond or what? There's some water thing. The fountain, is it a fountain? Very loud, very clear. There are a lot of other sound, vibration. Yeah, these are the consciousness that will arise. And when you are completely aware, the whole of nature, like one with your awareness, then everything that arises, you are fully aware. Understand? Sometimes you can even hear your own breathing, or your colleague's breathing. Then sometimes even the ant crawling, if you are sensitive enough, you can feel it. The awareness is so powerful. During the early day, I remember I was meditating. Then it was so still and so silent. You can pick up the ants that are crawling, the movement there. Then later on, I just want to confirm. I went and have a look. Yeah, the ants were there. Then a lot of things you will be able to sense because you are more sensitive. When you are aware, you are very sensitive. When you are aware, you are very attentive. You know what is attentive or not? Like when you want to listen to something clearly, you have to like attentively silence everything and listen. If you don't silence, you cannot hear clearly. Like everything just silent inside, fully aware without a center. This is what I mean by spacious awareness without a center. When it's fully aware, whatever that arises through your sense or consciousness, you will be aware. The water thing, even until now, is still very loud. Even while we talk, you have the awareness, you will feel it. Then all this vibration, the aircon sound, the fan sound, everything, then the insect sound, nature's vibration, or whatever that arises. So when you meditate, initially is you tend to have a lot of what they call thinking inside there. The thought keep on arising. The mind has a lot of mental hindrance. That's why this is what sankhara is all about. So the Buddha called this mental activity, mental movement, because the mind that is untrained think a lot. This is carried over from your daily life. Because when you are in your daily life, you are most of the time thinking. That's why they say human beings are heedless most of the time. And you think a lot, it becomes a habitual. Sometimes you got nothing to do, also you think one. For no reason, you think. Sometimes you talk to yourself, you realize that. You talk to yourself a lot. You are your own commentator. Then the thought will trigger off and you dialogue with your thought. So a lot of this thing is going on in your mind. The Buddha called this mental activity, sankhara, mental thinking. Then the consciousness also simultaneously they arise. So the thinking is thought consciousness from your mind door. So meditation is to be able to be aware of all this movement activity. Then you will understand what they are and how you function as a human being. Who are you? What are you? What this physical body is all about. I remember during the early day, I like to find out, who am I? What am I? Then when I relax and silence myself and meditate, this nature want to find out, what is all this thing? How come we can be aware of so many things? And what are all these things that keep on arising and passing away? Then later on, when I start to understand, then I just allow it to be. Then it's no longer curious. Then this sankhara settle down. Then whatever that arises is of that nature to pass away. Arise, pass away. Arise, pass away. Their nature is like that. That's why you will start to see dependent origination. And because they are dependent originating, they are impermanent. You can understand it, the relation. Can you understand? Huh? Because they are dependent originating, they are impermanent. You cannot understand this means you have not been meditating. Yeah? Okay, I write it down. That's why the Buddha is very wise. He told the five ascetics, whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions. And these causes and conditions is mainly karma. He told the five ascetics. Then Asaji go and repeat this to Sariputta. And he straight away become a Sotapan. First stage of sainthood. And it's as easy as that. And now we try. Whatever is of the nature to arise is of the nature to pass. So the Buddha say, whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions behind. What is the meaning of causes and conditions? Behind. Means nothing happened by itself. Understand? Without causes, nothing arises. Because of causes and conditions, things arise. So everything that arises is dependent on what? Dependent on what? On causes and conditions. Understand? That's why you will come to understand in the meditation, everything is dependent originating. Dependent, originating. And this is what the Buddha meant by paticca samuppada. Paticca samuppada. Samuppada is cause of arising, anasana. So dependent, originating. That's why it's called paticca samuppada, dependent, originating. The samuppada is originating, the cause of suffering, samudaya. So, if it is dependent, originating, means it is impermanent. This is very clear. In the meditation, you will know. Can you understand straight away? Because it's dependent originating, it's impermanent. Why? Because it can never stay the same, isn't it? Dependent on condition. When condition changes, this phenomenon will change. Understand? It's dependent on those conditions. So causes and conditions, they are in a state of flux, constantly evolving. Constantly changing. That's why you are silent within your own physical body and mind. You will see it. This law of impermanence, universal characteristics of impermanence, when you are silent, meditating, aware, you will experience it without thought. It's fully aware. You put at your heart area is the clearest because this pulsation, pupa. Of course, no sound inside there. Appearing, disappearing, appearing, disappearing. And it's so clear. Then your pulse of life, whatever vibration, it arises and it passes. Your breath also in and out. Then everything is vibrating. Your thought arises and passes away. Feeling arises and passes away. You see them all over. That's why it's a universal characteristic. Consciousness arises and passes away. Activity of mind arise and pass away. Contact arise and pass away. perception also same. This moment, this perception, that moment, that perception. But when you are completely aware, all these things cease. You're just aware, understand? That's why I used to tell you, in daily mindfulness, when you are so mindful, you're just aware, 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 aware. That's it. I used to use this word like, the mind is just aware, 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 aware. There is nothing to know. The moment you want to know, you will think already. Understand? But to live life, you cannot just aware, aware, aware. Understand? When you are driving, how can you just aware, aware? You're fully aware, but you have to act, you have to move. Because traffic, your senses, through this awareness, you will come to understand. Then you have to act. Because in life, when you live life, you have to be in the active mode. That's why you have to arise thought. You have to spontaneously act to understanding. Like last Thursday, acting according to memory is not acting at all. You already understood. So how should you act in life? How should you act? Act with what? Wisdom or understanding. When you have the understanding, straight away you know what to do. But when you try to recall memory, you are dead. Understand? That's why you try to listen from the heart. It's detached from the brain, so it's actually detached from the memory. But the problem with human being is you have been staying in the brain for so long. You are so conditioned. That's why everything you go back to the brain first. Then from the brain, you recall. Then what do you recall? All your accumulated memory or what? Your whatever phobia, fear, insecurity, all your experiences, good and bad. Then your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your religious belief system, your tradition. So when you recall all this, if you were to act according to memory, you are acting according to your fear, your selfishness, your insecurity, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your belief system, the tradition that you held on to. Being a Chinese, being a Buddhist, all this will condition you. And you cannot act this way. Because these are all delusion and defilement, born of thought. The egoic mind. You have to act according to understanding. Understanding means you have to understand clearly who you are, what you are. All this fear, worry, anxiety, insecurity, phobia, your experiences of life, they are of the past. And they will lead to evil roots. You're out of fear, you will want to be secure. So you want to preempt things. That's why through that fear, you will act in a different way. But when you have the Dhamma, like I shared last Thursday, the previous Thursday, when Padmasuri was asking about accord and flow, remember? Accord and flow. Accord and flow means you must have the wisdom first, the understanding. Then only you can accord and flow. Then only you can see the sign and understand what is going on. Then it's just like what the Buddha taught. We are born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. We are what we are because of our karma. So if you understand this, what you need to do is you take care of karma. Karma will take care of your life. So after you have taken care of karma, you need not have fear, understand? You trust your nature. As long as you know that this nature has this understanding, every life it comes, it never do all those evil and negativity of karma that can bring about its fruition. You don't have to worry. You don't have to have fear. Things will be the way it is. you will have the good condition. You will not fall into all those problems. That's why you know how to act. You don't need to fear. You just, with awareness, act. With understanding. When you have understanding, means you have the Dhamma. You follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, purify the mind. Means you keep your precept, so you are incapable of negativity. That's why there is no more fear. And you will know how to act. There is no selfishness behind your action. You just act accordingly. If you understand, you understand it, I have to endure, I endure. Your condition is such. Just like when you travel overseas, you understand? When you are overseas, you are already there. That's all. The condition there is more important than anything else. But a lot of people go and complain. Oh, stupid. Pay so much money, fly there. Miserable. The weather is so harsh. Then the food lousy. Our place here got char kway teow, got nasi lemak, all the good things, bak kut teh. If you do that, means what? You create unhappiness. You never live the moment. You are never aware when you are there. You are thinking, complaining, reacting, projecting, doing all these funny things. And this is not living life. This is acting according to memory, your preference, your craving, your desire. That's why craving is the cause of suffering. And the worst is when you crave and you cannot have. Then now you complain, everything is so expensive. Especially you go to European country, you have to pay euro or you have to pay pound. UK.
How do we use this
sort of
theory into everyday life when people are, say,
use the mind. Yeah. It's a very good question. Yeah.
How do we use this theory for everyday life?
Yeah.
In the event that this person is going through really a hard time, a difficult time.
Yeah.
So then we talk about karma, but
then
how can we approach karma? And say, oh, you are in this predicament because of your past karma. How does that help him? But at this current moment,
okay,
life is already so painful.
Yeah? So, what are you going to do? What did the teaching tell you? This was what I told the other couple. The Thursday class, you remember the couple that had problem?
I know you've always said that we should ask for forgiveness.
That one is after you understand.
Oh, okay.
Before you understand, no point, you understand? You remember the couple that came, got a lot of problem? The husband got a lot of problem. Then they say they go and do a lot of those things. Understand not? Chin one, change your luck, improve your life. Then do certain, don't know what. Then they go to Hindu, they go to Christian, they even go to Buddhist. Then they even go to the can see fortune one, then can read your past life one. Many, they try. Then because that thing was relayed to me, then I reply, I say, you are very confused. You are not focused. You don't understand what you are doing. And that one is suffering. I say, if you really want to overcome your problem, you have to be very focused. You try this, try that, try everything. But you never take care of karma, you understand? The teaching is very clear. You're born of your karma, heir to your karma. Condition is supported by you are what you are because of karma. So karma is almost 100% decide your life. And you go and believe in fortune teller, feng shui, everything, consult this, consult that, never take care of karma. Just like last Thursday, believe in God and all those things. Or Tuesday class, I forgot already. Thursday class. You believe only, you won't get your aspiration or wish fulfilled. But belief alone is not enough. You have to take care of karma, ask for forgiveness, and do all this. These are nature's law. You do all this, your life destiny will change. You understand? So you have to be focused. Focus means, I must understand why I get myself into this trouble. Like you say, in the predicament, understand? With so much suffering, why my life is like that? Then you never ask, why only you or that person? Why those who have the Dhamma don't have such problem? Their life is so beautiful, so meaningful. Because they understand this law. They abide by this law. So if you already knew karma is the main thing, if you take care of karma, karma take care of life, like just now I mentioned. Huh? I started with that. If you know karma is the main one, so you have to take care of karma. How you take care of karma? That's why you must do the right thing. Understand? You consult feng shui, consult all this and believe all this, it's not going to help you. You can go and do everything. As long as you don't take care of karma, your life is the same. Go down the drain. This karmic negativity that you have committed from your past and this life, they will continue to haunt you. That's it. So how to reverse all this? Well, now you want to understand. Means you listen attentively. Then you don't have to believe, the Buddha said. You go and find out. Like she went, she tried. Nothing worked. All those people who did all this, nothing worked. Because the main thing is karma, understand? Even feng shui, you can go and try. Initially, maybe you believe the feng shui master. Then after you do already, you have faith. You say, yeah, my life. So you believe. Then maybe initially, you go and allow your thought to tell you, yeah, now my life is better. You have more confidence now. Understand? But finally, if you don't take care of karma, karma hit back. You will get into trouble again. And then after that, you consult feng shui master again. Oh, he said, now your this feng shui thing has to change again. Then he advises you must do this, you must do that. Or he will come and check again and ask you to pay the fee. Then he says, oh, last time I didn't realize you have this problem in your house. Now you have to do this. Then you go and believe all this, but you never take care of karma. Understand? It's not going to help you.
Maybe I'll be more precise and see how...
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. You continue to talk. Just talk.
How you can advise me? Just say you... If the person that's giving him the, or the, her the problem is the parent. So the parent is the one that is the pain.
Yes. So? What do you understand from the teaching?
The parent is the cause, right?
No.
No.
You're wrong. Off the thing. I already told you, the Buddha said, karma. Whatever that happened is karma. You are born of it. Had to be conditioned, supported by it, and you are what you are because of it. So in the past, you must have done a lot of this nonsense. As parent, you hit out at your children, do all these funny things to people, make them unhappy, miserable, understand? People. So this lie, like you say, the parent did it to her or him. I don't know him or her. It's a him. So blame the parent. Past life you do to people, you never blame yourself. Now karma, you become the victim, your parents do back to you. You don't have to tell him, understand? You have to explain to him. Nature's law is like that. To every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, cause and effect. Do good, begets good. Do evil, begets evil. If you don't believe, ask him to bang the wall. Understand? Throw a ball. The harder you throw, the harder is the rebound. So if you bang your hand against the wall, the harder you hit, the harder it hurt you. Understand? This is cause and effect. Law of karma, moral causation. You don't have to believe. As long as you don't live your life in accordance, you will get into problem. But like I explained in many occasions, if you don't break the karmic obstruction, that person you cannot help. Because the karmic obstruction will obstruct that person from even listening. Not to say comprehend. If they can't even listen, how can they comprehend? That's why it's just like you. Yeah? How can you tell a child it's karma? That's why I say, don't tell. Forget about it. No condition, just let it be. Understand? But if you want to help, you can advise. Talk to the parents, somebody who can do it for them on their behalf. Brothers, sisters, or related one, good friend also can. There must be sincerity and karmic bondage or relationship, somehow related. Then they can do on their behalf. Because this is the process to unwind what you have done. Then it is going to be another process for you to determine not to do all this and not to, means taking care of karma. Means you determine from now onward not to violate this law of karma. You won't do all this anymore. Then you vow to follow the advice of the Buddha. Now start cultivating. Keep the precept. Understand? Do good. Cultivate virtue, goodness, wholesomeness, merits. Then invoke power of merits for causes and conditions for you to recover from all this. And it will work. It will come to fruition. Because when you start to do this by avoiding all evil, doing good and developing goodness and wholesomeness, you create new condition for your life. Means your mind state become more wholesome. Yeah, when you are willing to ask for forgiveness, you no longer get angry. There is no longer any more of this negativity of mind state, hatred, anger, fear, insecurity, everything. Even envy, jealousy, all gone. Because you are willing to ask for forgiveness. You accept that this is karmic from the past. This is what I have done to people. So I reap what I sow. So to overcome all this, I must ask for forgiveness, repent, to break the karmic obstruction. Then only I can move. Do you follow? If he cannot do because of karmic obstruction, somebody must help to do. Well, karma is like that. There is no two way out of it. So if there is no condition, nothing can be done. Let's say if throughout his infinite life that he has lived in the past, he has never even helped anybody out of suffering and difficulties. Means there is no this karmic condition for people to come and help him. Understand? But you never help anybody before. But if you help people before, then in future, when your negative karma take effect in future life, there will be people who will bring you to the Dhamma to develop this understanding. But you help people out of it before. Just like this life, many Kayanamita help people out of it before. Just like in future, if any of them got any problem, even some of the Kayanamita who has problem, they got people who will bring them. Alicia is the best example. She got 16 years of depression. Then somebody who came to my Saturday class in Chapaka, her good friend, family friend, advised her to come and see me, attend my class. He didn't even try to explain karma to him. You are too complicated like your case. Very difficult to understand. But the moment they come to the class, just the one session, she was listened attentively. Because for the first time, she heard somebody who can relate her problem that she went through, her suffering, her misery. I spoke about the Four Noble Truths. When I start with the First Noble Truth, then I conclude with the Second Noble Truth, the cause of arising of suffering, she straightaway saw the light and straightaway knew, what I say is very true. Then she changed and she recovered. She came out of it. No need medication, nothing after that. Within 3 months, completely out. He was seeing psychiatrists, taking a lot of medication and all things. Then gastric, everything. Can't even go out for dinner with the husband and friends or what. A lot of problem. Then always very negative mind state. The suffering, the misery, the anger, the hatred, all these are evil. Then she realized what I shared. She has them all. That's why she is not happy. Then I conclude by saying, you hold the key to your own life destiny. To be happy or to be unhappy or miserable is entirely your choice. Why can't you choose to be happy? Well, she straight away like, there was joy in her face. Why am I so stupid? Creating all this greed, hatred and delusion, causing my own suffering. Because these are evil, the root of all evil, make you evil. And the karma come back. Then she checked. She realized all the thoughts she arise is so negative. blame people, angry, hate people. Why my sister-in-law, they are like that? My brother-in-law, they are treat me so unkindly. Yeah. Why people cannot understand? Huh?
How do you walk out of that negativity?
What you mean walk out? She just walk out of it when she understand. Yeah, she listened to my talk. Then she understand that everything that I share with her about the First Noble Truth of Suffering, she has. And the cause of suffering is her own self-delusion, attachment, craving, clinging to her own thought, her wrong view, her perception of things. Where he perceives things with negativity. That's why, like you, he blame the parent, blame everybody, the brother, the sister. And about the husband, everything. Yeah, he said, my husband, he owned the business. I want to go in and help the sisters and brother. Well, Freddie don't allow her to go in. That's why she become very happy and all. Then a lot of other things. Then children's problem. You know, a lot of problem. Yeah. So this is what life is. Then I just explain. I say, as long as you continue to create negativity of thought, your mental intention is still full of anger, hatred, envy, jealousy, blaming. It will make you worse because these are evil roots, root of all evil. Make you evil. And this law of karma, when you are in that negativity of mental state, it will condition negative karma to arise because you are in that state of mind that is prone to negative karma. But when she starts to immediately change over by keeping the precept, by learning how to arise right thought, leading to right speech, right action, then perceive people with wholesomeness, forgive people, ask for forgiveness. When you forgive, you free yourself. No more hatred, no more anger. Then she redid love, metta. Then she perceived things with wholesomeness. Then she realized there is joy coming back. There was another girl, 20 over years in depression. She said she never had a moment of joy in her life. Then that day, the sister brought her to my house. I think it was 1 over year ago. Yeah. She came to my house. After I talked to her over 2-3 hours, he said, for the first time, I had joy in my heart after talking to you. I never had joy before. Very negative one, lock herself out. Everything she see and do, all negative one. You never believe in having joy. Yeah. Because the world to her is very, very gloomy, very negative. Everybody is like that. That's why she is so miserable. Yeah. But you hold the key to your own life destiny, isn't it? To be happy or to be unhappy is your choice. So the Buddha's teaching is so simple. Avoid Dhammapada verse 1, follow Dhammapada verse 2. Happiness will follow you like your shadow that never leave you. You know what is Dhammapada verse 1 and 2 or not? Yeah. Ayo, after attending the retreat so long, you don't know. Now you understand. So what is it? Mind is a forerunner of all things, mind is cheap. So? After that, what else? Means you don't listen. You are not trying to understand. That's why you keep on going around your own way. You can never come out of it if you don't really sincerely pay attention and try to understand. Dhammapada verse 1 and 2 are the twin words. One lead to suffering. The Buddha said, if you know that your mind is so important, because the Buddha said, your mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arises, everything follows. That's why karma is mental intention. So if you were to act, speak, and think with a heedless mind that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, then the Buddha says suffering will follow you, like the wheel that follows the hoof. Is that what you want? If that is not what you want, what must you do? You must train your mind not to be heedless, understand? So that you don't act, speak, and think with a heedless mind. Heedless means what? Don't care. Don't bother. Say whatever you like. Do whatever you like. That's why it comes out with all the evil root. But if you know your mind is a forerunner of all things, mind is chief, you have to take care of mind. Take care of mind means what? Don't be heedless. How can you not be heedless? That's why you come here to learn how to meditate. Train your mind to be aware. Understand? Aware of what? Aware of your mental intention. So that you can see your own negativity, your own evil roots, your selfishness, your greed, your anger, your jealousy, your hatred, your fear, your insecurity, your sorrow, your all these you're supposed to be aware. When they arise, you're aware. Aware means what? These are evil roots, lead to suffering, lead to negative. Why must I think of this? That's why Elisha walked out of it when he saw that. He don't want to think of all this anymore. Then he even tell the thought, enough, you have tormented me enough. For 16 years you did that to me. I'm not going to follow you. I'm not going to get angry anymore. I'm not going to be unhappy anymore. I'm not going to blame anymore, anybody anymore. I'm going to take care of inside. Through awareness, through mindfulness. Fully aware of my mental intention. No negativity, no selfishness. No selfishness means what? You have kindness, gentleness, goodness. You are very generous. You are very loving. You are very compassionate. Develop all this. Then Dhammapada verse 2 will take its course. When you train your mind, take care of mind, the Buddha said, you will act, speak, and think with a heedful mind that is free of the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. If you do that, happiness will follow you. Like your shadow that never leaves you. That's why you have to cultivate the right thought, right speech, right action, following right view. And that is what Noble Eightfold Path is all about. That is what wisdom is all about. That's why you have to act according to understanding. Understand that there is this law of karma. I cannot simply do things. Understand? That's why I have to train myself to be aware. So that I don't hurt people, harm people, cheat people, deceive people. This precept is a guideline, broad guideline to prevent you from making mistakes so that you know when you break your precept, the evil roots are there. But the cultivation go beyond precept. The cultivation demands understanding of what constitutes evil. When the Buddha say greed, hatred, and delusion are evil roots, root of all evil, make you evil, what are they? What is greed? Greed is not just greediness alone. All of your craving, your desire, your selfishness, they are all greed, part and parcel of greed. Your lust is still a greed. Your covetousness, your very strong craving, desire through authority. Like you want to monopolize, possess somebody. It's all greed, understand? When you are angry, full of hatred, you arise the wrong speech, the harsh speech, the negativity of speech that hurt people, harm people, backbite and say all these funny things. This will lead to evil because you reap what you sow. If you do this to people, people will do back to you. But you have love, compassion, kindness, generosity, goodness, gentleness, pleasantness. You help people. You respect people. You have contentment. You have generosity. You have kindness, goodness. All this will come back to you. People will be kind to you, good to you, generous. So, your life. Choose what you want. That's why I start to do good. Help people. Be good to people. Be nice to people. Then all these conditions you will inherit. People and be nice to you, kind to you. Put it into practice. Understand? Okay.
I also have a difficult situation let's say a scenario of a student who has graduated and they are placed in the workplace. And workplace are telling her, I'm asking you to sell the product, you just sell. But despite her ethical value, is that this is so wrong. It's so wrong to do it. So now the superior is saying, don't question me. I'm just telling you, do what you need to do. And then you do your part and I'll do my part. So of course, that all students now who are doing, especially pharmacy, they need a license called the PRP, So the government is not giving them. They have to go to the private sector. So the private sector, they do a lot of things that is ethically wrong. So now it's no longer about her. No, it's I say, do what is right. So she talks right. She thinks right.
So, what is your advice to her or him, based on your understanding now?
Well, of course, we will tell her to do what is right, lah. But what is right? Lah. Okay, just give you an exact example. Selling cough mixture.
That's why until now, you still don't get the understanding of it. Yeah, it's nothing to do with you, understand or not? It's her life. Let her decide. You only advise. You know what is advice or not?
We don't advise in our counseling. Only listen to her.
Advice doesn't mean you tell her what to do, understand or not? Advice means explain the right thing to her. This is life, understand or not? If you make a decision to do certain thing, it will have its karmic effect. If he is a non-Buddhist, don't use karma, understand or not? It will have its effect. It's like when you cheat people. When people come to find out, you will get into big trouble. No, wow. Why you want to do all this? So if that job environment has all this, you say, you have to make a decision, understand or not? Because you study that course, and you want to sell yourself out by doing all this, that is one way. But you will end up having the effect. Because whatever you do, there is consequence. If it's a Buddhist, then there is karmic consequence. So doesn't mean that she has to give up her career and her job. No. I told a lot of salesmen before. They told me, "Bro, I'm a salesman. How can I not lie? If I don't lie and cheat or deceive, I cannot sell. If I don't give kickback, I cannot sell." Understand? Huh? But you have to do it with understanding. I say, why must you lie? You don't have to lie to be successful. I went through career before. I did sales before. I was top agent for insurance for 3 years. I never lie. I understand the product. Then I sell the product based on my understanding. I tell my client, very simple. I say, you are a graduate. Understand? You have great potential. I'm like you, understand not? I'm also a graduate, civil engineer. And I know, that time, I tell myself, if I were to live until maybe 25 years, because that time I graduated, I was age 25. By the time I hit 50, 25 years, I would have made all the money. This money is mine, understand not? But provided one assumption, this form and mind live, understand not? And can work and earn this money. So this money is guaranteed, can be projected. So what am I doing is, now I just started working. If anything happened to me, this money is not there. That is some future money. Understand? No? So what I want is insurance pay me now. If anything happened to me, insurance pay. Then I draw the chart. Okay, you insured yourself that time. You don't have so much money to pay premium. Right? So I say I insured 250,000. That time 250,000 is quite a lot of money. So enough for my children. Well, I got my daughter just born. Then my wife is still working as a primary school teacher. So I say, anything happened to me, insurance pay. Then how much is the cost to me? At first he recommend the whole life with dividend and all the, wow, it come out to be almost 6,000-7,000 a year, you know. I say, I cannot afford. Then finally he came back for 6-7 times with the proposal, you know, the agent. Finally he say, I think I know what you want. He sold me a term policy. I say, I don't need any money back, please. I just want the cheapest. He said, cheapest is PA. You know what is PA? Personal accident. Pay very high, low premium. I say, I want something like that, but I cover life. I say, I don't want accident alone. He said, like that. I think I know what you want. He sell me a term policy. Term policy means I can buy a 5-year term. The premium is slightly more than PA only. Yeah, but I was very young that time. So I say I only need to cover 10 years. After that, self-insured. I don't need your insurance. After that, I got enough money to self-insured. So that's how I buy. Then I sell this insurance also. I ask the potential person who wants to take up the insurance. I say it has its benefit. Then I explain. It will cover your risk. Then after that, it's up to you. If you want money back, you can buy with the participating one. But the return also not that much. But at least you get some form of return. Maybe 3, 4%, 5%. There's another one with annual dividend. You can get up to 6, 7%, but not guaranteed. Because they invest for you and all those things. So after you explain all this, people trust you. They understand. Then what they want to know is, sure can claim one or not. I also checked on that. Then it just explained everything to me. That's why I did it. I didn't have to lie. Then where the pharmaceutical or what is the same, why must you lie? You study the product and tell your boss. If you do things this way, you are going to be charged and your license gantong. Understand? You understand? Your drug has to be certified and approved. You cannot sell drugs that are not approved and don't have all those credibility. Means you are no different than those, like you use the word unethical guy. Why you want to do all this? You don't have to do all this to make money, to survive, to be in the pharmaceutical field. You go and ask Vincent. Vincent was also in the pharmaceutical field, the Tuesday class one. Yes. He can tell you a lot of things about pharmaceutical. He don't believe in all those don't know what medicine, he say. He say don't eat. He as a pharmacist tell you don't go and buy, don't go and waste money on all this. You go and ask him, he got a long list for that. And he only advises you to take the relevant simple thing that can help you with the help. So there are people who understand they never do all this. You don't have to do all this. And because they did all this in the past life, now they come, they kena back, understand? You know what is kena back or not? They got it back. Well, last time they were like the pharmacist boss, understand? Don't question. Understand? I ask you to do, you just do. Because you need my salary, you need my certification. So, in future, you become the victim. This life she comes, she become the victim. Then the boss tell you. But when I go to work, I don't have such problem. Understand? Even when I last worked for a listed company, this MD was famous. The whole company very scared of him. Because he is a person, he liked this song, no? My way. I do it my way. Who is the singer already? Frank Sinatra. And nobody dare to ding joy with him or say anything against him. So that was my last career, but they headhunted me and I went and joined. I don't have that problem. I just tell him outright how I do things. You want me to do? I do like that. He never questioned. Then when he proposed certain thing, I said, no, this is not the way to do it. He listened. I don't know why. He never behaved like last time, tell people all and send it out of the office. When I deal with him, he was like a normal person. Because you understand, you can contribute. You have the understanding. That's why you can have good communication, good understanding. Then you work according to your understanding. You never want to cheat, never want to lie, never want to do all this. Then he became successful too because of me. I claimed a lot of money for him through, I think, a few projects. But one project I claimed extra 40 million for him. Just one project. And he was so happy. I never cheat. That claim, I do it above board. I never even go and grease people, bribe people. No. Don't do this type of thing. But if it's contractually, you're right. Because I'm very good at contractual things. Then I will know how to put up the basis for it. And the claim came through and the consultant even talked to me. You know, he said, Mr. Teo, I take my hat off you. You are really good. That's why I cannot do anything, he said. your claim are all legitimate. But I know you make a lot of money for your company because I know the contract very well. And that contract favor us because I know how to look at it. Then I know how to plan it and develop all the appropriate claim. So in life is understanding. The moment you understand, you will know what to do. So when you want to help other people, you yourself must have that understanding. That's why I say you must have this understanding of the teaching. Otherwise, you cannot help. You yourself also cannot help yourself yet. How can you help others? It's only after you have understood, put it into practice, and you yourself have changed, then you have the ability to help others. Understand? That's why you have to understand it yourself. You cannot focus too much on what you are doing last time, because your focus on that is too heavy. And I realize every time you just want to ask question and ask for answer to approach that problem, it's not piecemeal answer. The answer has to be through understanding. That's why I say to the other lady, you are very confused. You try everything, but you are not focused. Because you don't try to understand the problem. You don't try to understand why you end up like that. When you understand your problem and know how you end up like that, then you know how to reverse it. True or not? True or not? That's what the teaching is all about. Knowing how to change your life destiny. Just like that day, the Thursday class, when the couple came, I repeat that one. I think last Thursday only. You can listen to the talk. I teach you to understand this thing and how to change your life destiny. You have to understand this teaching. Then you will know how to change your life. Because the people who follow this teaching, their life will become beautiful, wonderful, meaningful. So if you know this teaching and still you don't want to act, then nobody can help you. Well, your life destiny is dependent on karma. So take care of karma. So difficult. It's not difficult to take care of karma. It want all evil, do good. But you need to discipline yourself. Determine to see it through. To understand that this is nature's law. I cannot play a fool with nature's law. I cannot be heedless anymore. From now onward, I want to train my mind to be heedful, to be ever mindful, to understand what constitutes evil. Then to cultivate the four right effort, to abandon wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action. You have to do all those things. That prevent them from arising. The mind. I already elaborated so many times.
But basic karma is from the previous life.
It's not previous life or this life. It's this moment. The Buddha said mental intention is karma. Understand?
Mental intention is karma.
So take care of mental intention. You take care of karma. If your mental intention has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, which is your selfishness, your envy, your jealousy, your fear, your phobia, your insecurity, your unhappiness, these are all evil roots. Understand? These are mental intentions. If you have kindness, goodness, generosity, sincerity, respect, gratitude, if these are your mental intentions, there is no evil root behind. Understand? A generous person is not selfish. You see the point or not? A loving person don't have selfishness, don't have anger, don't have hatred. When you respect somebody, when you have gratitude, there is no evil root behind.
Whatever condition you're in.
Why have goodness. So do good, begets good. That is what karma is all about. You know Mandarin, isn't it?
Don't know Mandarin.
You don't know Mandarin.
But what you're saying is that the previous few sessions, you say don't react. That the word don't react and this. What we're talking about, okay, in a good condition where you have nice bosses, things are nice, it's amazing. But then when you're faced with difficult people, unreasonable people.
Because you are going back to specific thing, you refuse to understand the big picture. You are not focused in your understanding. When you are focused on the understanding, when you understand, you will know how to deal with each and every of these cases. Whether your boss is difficult or what, when the condition is very harsh or what is the difference? You are not supposed to get angry, but anger is an evil root. You are not supposed to react negatively, because this negativity or karma is all born of evil root. That's why I say you have to accept them for what they are. No right, no wrong. That is having the understanding of the teaching, then only you know how to act. You follow or not? That's why I say don't react. But you only pick up the word don't react and you get...
Oh, no charging, ah?
Sorry, the electrical connection is not there. No. Kiat Hun, listen. You have to develop the understanding that only you know how to act. Otherwise, your focus is too heavy on the small thing. Understand? These are your problems you encounter. But you keep on wanting answer. You don't want to find out the understanding of this teaching. That's why the answer that I give, no use. It's just like you learn how to meditate. Then you ask me, but till I meditate, I got this experience. So what must I do? If you ask like that, you never learn. If I tell you what must you do, I'm being equally foolish like you. But you don't want to find out what is meditation. When you know what is meditation, you don't ask questions anymore.
It's not charging. No, it's not charging. It's not charging. Because just now when I
on the... Okay. We try and see. We are off and on. It will switch off. Okay. You get the point or not? You have to understand what is meditation, then you will know how to meditate. Then you won't be asking those questions. What must I do? Means you asking for answer. You don't want to find out yourself. You don't want to understand yourself. If you want to find out yourself and understand yourself, you won't ask this question, what must I do? You will go and recall, what is meditation? What is meditation? Meditation is to train your mind not to be heedless, to have the ability to silence and...
I use the wireless one. Think this one, the PA. No power going in.
No power going
in. Yeah. No, change the plug over. You pull this guy out. Pull this guy to here. No, pull this guy to here.
This one's spoiled already.
Oh, that one's spoiled
already. Let me get another one.
Yeah, okay. Is it on already? Bertil, is it on already?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh no. Did it again. Oh, I think this wire got problem.
Okay, yeah, hopefully it's okay now. No, Kevin, slowly, I teach you, huh? You listen. You must understand the teaching, otherwise you cannot progress. Like I say, you must understand what is meditation. Then you ask yourself, if meditation is to train my mind to be aware so that I can be mindful of all this and cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path accordingly, so you ask yourself, in the name of meditation, what are you doing? Are you training your mind? And that should be the question. Not asking me, brother, so what must I do? Means you don't want to find out. But when you find out, you know that you have to train your mind. So are you training your mind? And to train your mind, what must you do? You must have the spiritual faculty to overcome the mental hindrance. Have you focused on the spiritual faculty? Have you developed that? That is what understanding is all about. You can follow that. Then coming back to this Dhamma is the same. If it's the law of karma, I must understand what is this law. You reap what you sow. You are born of your karma. You have to understand all this. So you will come to realize karma plays such a great role. So I have to take care of karma. How to take care of karma? I have to avoid all evil. Do good. How to avoid evil? Keep the precept. Why keep the precept? Because those who break precepts are evil people. Then what constitutes evil? You have to go and study all this. Otherwise you cannot follow what I'm trying to tell you. Then when you study all this, you understand what constitutes evil. Then only you can train your mind to be ever mindful to observe yourself. Then when you understand, when you yourself come out, then only you have the understanding. If you don't do all this study, after the retreat, the Hasutta book found somewhere, never even read. You ask Christina, he every day reads Sammo Nyamma, he Sammo highlight and send it out to the Kairamita group. Because he finds it so beautiful, so meaningful. Yes, she put it into practice. And she early on, you go and find out about her life, she was worse, I tell you. Never loved Sammo Nyamma. You know what happened to her? No? The husband passed away when she was young. Committed suicide and all those things. Then with the children. Then she was drink. She drunk. She drink a lot last time. Very heedless. Do all the... And in that state, she was so desperate when all...
Then finally, bump into Suyan. Went to SGVA.
Suyan say, come to Thursday class. That's how she came out after that. She just walked out, and her English was really lousy. Until later on, when she walked out, she wanted to help the classmate. The classmate was so surprised that last time English also cannot speak proper English. Now can type all those WhatsApp, the English so good. He learned from my heart, Sutano, and all those things. He go and find dictionary. This is how you learn, Anasana. From somebody who is already like against the wall, then only he want to learn. Why are you too comfortable alive? You're not against the wall yet.
I read a lot.
That's why you read too much. You didn't read the writing. You read the very interesting thing that you think can help you. Motivation and all those things. You didn't read Dhamma book.
No.
No, you read those Dhamma book which are non-Dhamma. Understand? Huh? The real Dhamma book is the Heart Sutta. That one you never read. Understand?
That. This is very interesting. This sharing maybe don't want to let it come out.
happen. This thing do happen. But
this thing is the wire. Any more wire?
Which one?
No, no. This one that go in on charging.
This one?
No, no. Yes. This one go in charging.
No more.
No. Pull out the extra energy.
Hello? Okay. So, to give you faith, people like her went through so hard a patch with so little academic thing can also appreciate the Dhamma when she really seriously look at it. You will do better than you get home. That's why you have to understand and develop the faith. You must have faith. Otherwise, you won't read on. You won't try to understand. Do you understand?
I believe I have the faith.
You have the faith means you have to really, really go in. Go in. Yeah, before you understand, you won't benefit on. You will be like going around the bush like just now, saying this, that. Every time you try to get answer, you don't want to understand first. That's why I say four. That's why I say focus on the understanding. Understanding is more important. When you understand, then everything is clear. The answer will be there. Very easy for you to understand. But you don't focus on the understanding, you are confused. You try to find answer everywhere, like that couple went all over but never take care of karma.
So, battery. No battery in warm. No battery in warm.
Should be direct AC.
Direct AC one.
Hello.
Recorder is working. It's a PA system.
Yeah, it won't be clear. Yeah. Put near here, maybe. never mind. It's okay. Yeah, we see how it goes. Okay. Maybe, hopefully, the battery is the contact. Suyan has already shifted the battery of it. Okay. Good sign. So far, so good. Okay. So, for the time being, focus on the understanding. Go back. Okay, I use this one. Bring the one over. No, cannot. I will speak direct into the recorder. Is it, you all can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Like that easier for the time being. So, remember to focus on the understanding. Read the Heart Sutta note. Whatever you don't understand, you ask. Then, listen to whatever that is recorded today. Yeah? They are very useful. You have to understand all those things. Then all your questions will be answered by yourself. You will self-answer them. Well, when you understand this teaching, you will understand the answer to your question. But if you don't understand this teaching, you keep on asking questions, I tell you. Yeah. You won't learn. That's why this teaching is to be understood. Mainly, law of karma. Because the law of karma plays such a great role in one's life. We are all born of it, had to it, conditioned and supported by it. And we are what we are because of it. So if karma plays such a great role in your life and you don't take care of karma, it's very difficult. You can go and try all the other things. Feng Shui. Yeah? They call what? What really?
soul cleaning, or don't know what, I also forgot the word they use already. Then they also, hypnosis, that one is, I don't know, that one maybe people go and try. Then they also try many other things, like change your luck. They say you must do certain ritual and all those things. Bo Wan, Jin Wan. You heard I was saying, Jin Wan, you don't know. Change your luck. So all this, if you become gullible, you go and try, you go and do, it's not going to work. Because like it or not, Hello? Never mind, it's okay. Yeah, never mind. Like it or not, it's not going to be effective. Because the main thing is karma. You do all those things, there is nothing related to karma. Your life will not change. Your destiny will not change. Your understanding will not change. You will remain what you are. But if you start to have the understanding and take care of karma, your life will change. You will become beautiful. Then you will have no more problem. Okay, maybe last 10 minutes, we go through this Sankara Upapati Sutta. Otherwise, I won't be able to cover it or finish it. This one is a very important sutta. Sankara Upapati Sutta. It's a sutta on how to develop reappearances by aspiration. This is a sutta spoken by the Buddha. So this one will attract the This one was extracted from the translation by Bhikkhu Nanamoli and Bhikkhu Bohi. Okay, I'll read to you the sutta. Thus have I heard, on one occasion, the Blessed One was living in Sarvati, in Jeta's Grove, Ananda Pindika's Park. Then he addressed the Bhikkhu thus, "Bhikkhu, Venerable Sir," they replied. The Blessed One said this, "Bhikkhu, I shall teach you reappearance in accordance with one's aspiration. Listen and attend closely to what I shall say." Then the Bhikkhu replied, "Yes, Venerable Sir." Then the Blessed One said this, "From now onward you have to pay attention. Here, Bhikkhu, a Bhikkhu possesses faith. This is the first thing you must have, faith, sada. That's why without faith you cannot. Remember, faith. Then you must have virtue. Virtue means what? Morality, goodness, kindness, gentleness, pleasantness, all the wholesome state of mind. Then learning. Learning is your understanding. Then you must have generosity and wisdom. So when you have these five things, then you can make this aspiration. Then here the word he think, the word thinking is wrong. The Buddha will never use the word think. He aspire. That on the dissolution of this body and mind after death, I might reappear in the company of well-to-do nobles. So you can invoke power of merit for this to happen. Then here, the Buddha say, he fixes his mind on that, resolve upon it, develops it. Okay, ready? Oh, good. Hopefully. So you have to listen to this attentively. He fixes his mind on that, resolve upon it, develops it. So this is what you have to do. Otherwise you aspire alone.
like parroting, it's not going to work. So fix his mind on it means he is very determined. When he make the aspiration, he is very sincere. That's why he got this resolve. He resolved upon it. Means he is very, very strong in his aspiration. Means he really, really determined. Then he develops it. Means throughout the day, you make the aspiration. This is what you want to have. So this aspiration and this abiding of his does develop and cultivate it. You have to develop and cultivate it. Leads to his reappearance there. So it's not easy and straightforward as you think. You must have this determination, affirmation, sincerity, faith. Then you must have virtue, invoke power, merit. Here they didn't say how to invoke it. You have to invoke by the power, whatever wholesomeness, merits, understanding that you have developed, means these five things. Then you aspire for causes and conditions to have this type of reappearance after the dissolution of your form and mind. This bhikkhu is the path, the way that leads to reappearance there. So this is how you can develop it. And this is the teaching given by the Buddha. So earlier on, I remember Engby asked, how sure are you when you make the aspiration, you will be reborn after you have become a bodhisattva, means after you become arahant. Well, she also not sure whether this aspiration can work on her. If it cannot work, the Buddha would not have taught you, understand? So this part is very interesting. So that sister who wrote this to me, she has a comment on the right hand side. Cultivate and develop the five qualities of mind: faith, virtue, learning, generosity, and wisdom. Then make aspiration. Yes. Make aspiration with determination, resolve, and sincere. Then all this can happen. Then the next column or the next square, think equals aspire. Yes, she is correct. That's why I say the word think is wrong. Then again, a bhikkhu possess faith and wisdom. He aspire on the dissolution of the body after death. I might reappear in the company of well-to-do Brahmin, in the company of well-to-do householder. So this is what different individuals aspire. Then we go on, the sixth. The sixth one is, they vow to reappear in the company of God, means they want to take birth in the Deva plane, the four great king or the heavenly devas, Sita Jingang or Chaku Maharaja Devarayam. Then the next one is 7 to 11, the God of the heavens of 33, means Tavatinsa heaven, the Yama God, the God of Tusita heaven, the God who delight in creating, and the God who went power over others. Then continue with all those. Are long live, beautiful, and enjoy great happiness. Then he aspire that on the dissolution of the body and mind after death, they might reappear in the company of all those other Deva planes until all the Brahma plane, 12 to 16, then 17, you go and read all this Brahma plane, then 18, then after that 19 to 32, the God of Radiance, God of Limited Radiance and all those things. Then turn to the next page, aspire for rebirth in Brahma plane, the form rhyme. Then they have the formless rhyme. The formless rhyme are rhyme of infinite space, rhyme of infinite consciousness, basis of nothingness. Then the formless rhyme of neither perception nor non-perception are long live, long endure, and enjoy great happiness. So he aspire on the dissolution of the body and mind after death, they might appear, reappear in the company of all those four formless rhyme. Then he said he fixed his mind on that, resolve on that, develop it. This aspiration and this abiding of his thus developed and cultivated lead to his reappearance there. This bhikkhu is the path, the way that lead to reappearance there. So the Buddha teach you how to do it, but these are still within the 31 plane of existence, samsara. Yeah? That's why the 37 one is the best. Again, a bhikkhu possesses faith, virtue, learning, generosity and wisdom. He aspires. Oh, that by realizing for myself with direct knowledge, I might here and now enter upon and abide in the deliverance of mind, deliverance by wisdom that are tinless with the destruction of the ten or defilement. And by realizing for myself with direct knowledge and vision, he here and now enters upon and abide in the deliverance of mind, deliverance by wisdom that are tinless with the destruction of tin. Bhikkhu, this bhikkhu does not reappear anywhere at all. So this is enlightenment, realization of Nibbana. This is what the Buddha or the Blessed One said. The bhikkhu was satisfied and delight in the Blessed One's word. So you look at the right-hand corner, the comment by, I think it's Sister Ellen. Aspire to realize Nibbana in the here and the now. Yes, correct. Then the question is very interesting. Is it a bodhisattva aspiring for Buddhahood reappear through vows and aspiration or karma? What do you think? Huh? Actually, both. Understand? Without karma, you cannot come back. You vow like until kingdom come. Without karma, you cannot come back. Understand? Because you have your karmic nature, understand not? The only problem is they don't understand. Your karmic nature can only bring you back if you got ignorant when you die, understand not? Because of ignorance, there is rebirth consciousness. But if there is no rebirth consciousness, how can you come back? That's why you need the vow and the aspiration. And you combine it with karma. You understand? You can follow that, yeah? Can follow that? Huh? If without the law of karma, you cannot. That's why each and every one of us, even after you become arahant or what, you have your karmic nature, you understand? You also have your spiritual nature. But if you don't have this vow and aspiration, and you don't take the bodhisattva vow, especially the first basic vow, to take across all beings out of love and compassion for all the limitless beings, you cannot have the love and compassion to come back. Because this love and compassion is a mind, but it's not with ignorance. You understand? It is a pure mind, free of ignorance, free of delusion. That's why this aspiration, that love and compassion can arise, a consciousness for the law of karma to condition out the form and mind for it to come again. That's how it becomes possible. Then a Buddha, after parinibbana, can reappear anywhere via nibbana kaya. Correct. That's why a lot of people in Theravada tradition don't understand this. They say the Buddha clearly said, this is my last birth. Understand? Yeah? You remember? The builder of the house, craving, has been seen. Then you shall build no more house. Your thereafter and the rich pole has been shattered. And the Buddha didn't lie. He said this is his last birth. Correct. Last birth means what? No more rebirth through ignorance. No more rebirth through delusion. That's why there is no more rebirth consciousness. It was his end. But he can never come back as a Sammasambuddha in that form again, understand? But that was his destiny, his prediction. That's what he get to fulfill. But that nature, the Buddha nature, is always there. Because that is his perfection. It cannot disappear. Then it can come back or reappear anywhere via Nimanakaya when the condition is right. Those who have received the Bodhisatta transcript is described there. I explained it there too. So with this, hopefully you all can have the faith and the understanding. And all these are possible. Otherwise, the Buddha himself cannot cultivate for so long, understand not, to become the fully enlightened one. Because, like he said, he was Arahant way before he fulfilled this vow. He was already an Arahant at the life when he met Dipankara Buddha. So, he has a lot of opportunity to realize Arahantship. And as he goes through the Bodhisattva way, he also have a lot of life where he is connected very early and he has those understanding. That's why the perfection and the cultivation continue. But there was one, I don't know you all received this or not. I received it from Brother Wong Tam Kyong. It seems there is one Achan Charles lineage monk, I think, from Amaravati, UK. What is the temple name? Is it Amaravati? Amaravati, yeah. People ask them a lot of questions regarding Bodhisattva way and Arahanthood way. Then there is a lot of confusion between Theravada and Mahayana because I think they receive a lot of questions. So they actually have an, I don't know what they call that. They have this right cup, no? How it come about, I don't know, which is very good and very fair in their approach. Yeah? I see whether I have deleted it or not. Otherwise, I can forward to you all, and you all read through. Because he also came to know that the Bodhisattva way was never taught by Sakyamuni under the Theravada. And he make it very clear. He said, although it's not mentioned, but he definitely went through that way. He knew. Then he said, there is a lot of reason why he don't want to teach that. It's explained there. It's very good. I just read through part of it. So hopefully you all can go through. Now my battery also about to come. Hopefully I can get it. Oh, Suyan, thank you so much. The thing really worked now. What did he do? Oh. So he repaired. Oh, very good. So next time we know. Yeah, serviceman, very good. That's why Suyan is very good. Okay, I will forward it to you. Oh, your Android is starting. Okay. Wong Tam Kyong. I got 9%, enough time. Okay, Wong Tam Kyong. Achan Amaro. The view from the center, Amaravati, Buddhist Monastery, article that discussed the Theravada and Mahayana concept of Arahant and Bodhisattva. Your one? This is very good. You should listen. So send to Kayamita one. Silent one need to send. Silent also need. So who are the silent? Who are the silent one? I also cannot make some silence, sometimes more message. Okay, send over already. I hope you all receive. Sadhu. Okay, we will do the sharing of merits, transfer of merit. I heard the alarm just now, my wife one. Very nice music. Okay, you all should receive already. Okay, let us do the transfer of merit and sharing of merits, then we end. Akasata cha bumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakantu loka sasana ita wata cha amehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo imina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yāva nivāna pātiyā sādhu sādhu sādhu. Okay, before I end, I want to add just this short one. Very funny, you know. Every time when we are at certain stage to understand certain thing, the WhatsApp will come on. Like this one, out of the blue, I receive it. Normally, nobody will talk about it, but this one, this Ajahn Amaro is very good. He give a very balanced view. Very balanced. And he understand the Bodhisattva way practice. He understand. That's why he give a very balanced view. He don't try to favor anyone. Just like what I tell you, you only have to focus on the understanding. The moment you understand, you make use of what that is beneficial. Have an open mind, understand? Don't go and simply comment and fix yourself in one view. It's not going to help you. All this comes from the thought, understand? And the thought, being egoic, want to be right. It can never develop the understanding. So forget about the thought. Find out for yourself. Investigate for yourself. Based on what is being explained there, it's very balanced, the view. And he don't want to cite any site. He just gave point by point all the very good balanced view. And he even explained why Sakyamuni Buddha didn't want to touch on that at all. Yeah. Then he just teach the handful of leaf and all those things. But he gave a very good... Then he also understand the Mahayana way. And how the Bodhisattva way or the Mahayana and all those things. And how the teaching comes about, which is very good. I find... very balanced and very helpful to cultivator because it will help do away with all this unnecessary argument or division that people always very keen to ask that type of question. But they receive a lot of this type of question. Keep on asking. Is it better to go the Arahant way or the Bodhisattva way? And that question has been like very popular. Okay? Yeah? So with that, you can pay your respect. Then we can end. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah. Tonight a lot of good food. Sadhu. We should thank Sui An. Repair the mind. Very good. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu.
Very patiently and a cut and flow we can see in action in how not to be agitated by the by the live wire or whatever in the plug.
To know where the
problem is and
yeah.
Rectify it. Sadhu for all your present and all the future answers.
Sadhu.